Bhagavad Lila, 10th Canto, Chapter 47, Part 2, The Song of the Bee, Brahmargit, beginning with text 18. Radhika said to the bumblebee, "To hear about the pastimes that Krishna regularly performs is nectar for the ears. For those who relish just a single drop of that nectar, even once, their dedication to material duality is ruined. Many such persons have suddenly given up their wretched homes and families, and themselves becoming wretched, traveled here to Vrindavan to wander about like birds begging for the living." Vishwanath. In this verse, Radha says, quote, "But what is so remarkable about our suffering after establishing a relationship with Krishna? After all, just the narrations of Krishna's pastimes create sorrow for the entire world. Just hearing about the pastimes Krishna performed at every moment is nectar for the ears. What to speak of the joy one gets by understanding the meaning of those pastimes? Even one drop of this nectar completely destroys the propensities of duality and the propensities of mutual friendship between men and women. If a wife hears discussions about Krishna, she immediately gives up affection for her husband. And if a husband hears about Krishna Katha, he gives up affection for his wife. The same is also true for a child in connection with his mother and father. If a mother hears about Krishna, she loses all affection for her children. And thus, by this mutual rejection, everyone becomes totally ruined. But in their ruination, there is not so much misery as in renunciation, as evidenced by the experience of ordinary society. Though the people who develop a taste for Krishna Lila are soft-hearted, they also become hard-hearted, merciless and ungrateful after hearing the pastimes of hard-hearted Krishna. Just by hearing about Krishna, they immediately give up their homes and families, even their parents and sisters-in-law, who then suffer with no other means of support and without even enough money for the next day's food. Or else they abandon their families, who are distraught by the separation, and give them up to death with an offering of kusa and water. Alas, alas! Even if we disregard that their wives and children may die, even they themselves fail to become happy. They are penniless after leaving their families, due to having forgotten to tie up even a few coins in her cloth because of the agitation of their minds while leaving their homes. This is not the case of one man or two or three or four people. It is the case with countless hundreds and thousands of people. In spite of seeing their wife cry, they are unmoved and hard-hearted. It may be questioned, well, how then, if they come to Vrindavan and abandon their families, do they maintain their lives? Radha answers, like birds, they live by begging, just collecting small amounts of wheat and other grains, rather than taking substantial charity from one person. They come to Vrindavan and they beg here. So Vrindavan is the place of suffering, and they suffer more in our association. But someone may object. Krishna Lila is like a poisonous mixture of sugarcane juice and powdered seeds of the Datura plant. The speaker of Krishna's pastimes is a murderer in the dress of a saint. The piranhas are a net. The speaker may be seen wandering from forest to forest with the piranhas tucked under his arm. Vyas and others are the makers of this net of the piranhas, which teach that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Someone may object like that. And Radha will reply, for this reason, Krishna has accepted the role of the supreme, thinking, just like the gopis, I will make all people fall into the ocean of suffering. Indeed, seeing others suffering is Krishna's only happiness. As a result, Krishna must bear the consequence of giving such misery to others, not Vyas and other sages. Vishwanath. So this verse contains thousands of implications. Through condemnation, Radha is indirectly praising Krishna, and thus establishing the super excellence of Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotional service. By mentioning the example of the birds begging in Vrindavan, Radha shows that it is appropriate to leave Krishna because he inflicts pain on innocent people. Such remorseful statements constitute a type of chitra japa called abhi japa. When a lover indirectly states with remorse that her beloved is fit to be given up because he is so cruel that he tortures even the innocent birds. This is abhi japa. Text 19. Faithfully taking his deceitful words as true, we became just like the black deer's foolish wives who trust the cruel hunter's song. Thus, we gopis repeatedly felt the sharp pain of lust caused by the touch of Krishna's nails. O messenger, please talk about something else besides Krishna. The bee seemed to say, why did such intelligent ladies as you establish friendship with a person such as Krishna? Radha said, we were so foolish to accept as true such lying words of Krishna as Napariham Iravadya Samyujam, I can never repay my debt to you. This is just like the wives of the black deer who by having faith in the song of the hunter, see the result of his song by feeling the striking of his arrow. Similarly, we also experienced the sharp pangs of lust with the touch of Krishna's fingernails. We have been extremely foolish, since even after once seeing its consequence, we repeatedly trusted Krishna and had to again experience result. This applies to the does as well as to ourselves, who in both cases have had to suffer repeatedly a distressful condition because of their jealous pride. And therefore, O jester, speak of other things which will make us happy, for news of Krishna makes us suffer. This verse is an example of ajalpa, which is a statement spoken in disgust, describing how the male lover is deceitful and brings one misery, and that one should stop talking about him and talk about something more pleasant instead. This is ajalpa. Radhika continues, O friend of my dear one, Priyasaka Punar Aga, has my beloved Krishna sent you here again? I should honor you, friend, so please choose whatever boon you wish. But why have you come back here to take us to him, whose conjugal love is so difficult to give up? After all, gentle bee, Krishna's consort is the goddess Shri, and she is always with him, staying upon his chest. Vishwanath. Though the bee was buzzing around near her, Radha, out of the madness of Prem, could not see him. Not seeing him for a moment, Radha pondered remorsefully, "Alas, alas, distressed by my harsh words, that messenger has gone off to Mathura and told everything that has happened to Krishna, who has now become indifferent to me." Giving up her quarrelsome mood, Radha stared at the path to Mathura and said, "Perhaps, my beloved, the ocean of divine love and the crown jewel of all transcendental qualities will again send his messenger here." Suddenly noticing the bee before her, Radha said respectfully, "Oh, friend of my beloved, you have come back again. Though wounded by the arrows of my words, due to your saintly character, you have overlooked my offenses and returned. Can I understand by that, that my beloved, out of intense love for me, has sent you here again, not considering my thousands of offenses? If that is so, then you should ask for whatever you wish from me, and I will fulfill your desire." "O bee, if you say, 'I want you to go to Mathura,' then I will answer, 'Yes, I will go to Mathura.'" After saying that, Radha thought, "But if I go to Mathura and see my beloved surrounded by other women, I will become uncontrollably jealous." Thus Radha said, "Nayasikatam, why are you taking me to Krishna, who cannot give up loving affairs?" Thinking, the bee said, "I swear that Krishna is all alone in Mathura." Radha replied, "O gentle one of pure intelligence, Krishna's consort, Lakshmi, Sri Vadu, is always by his side, and moreover, always on his chest taking shelter of the Lord." Although Radhika respects the bee in this verse and accepts his statements as true, she then rejects them after showing how they are inappropriate. This is an example of pratijalpa, which are humble statements expressing respect for the messenger, but with refusal to meet Krishna because of his licentious relationships with other women. Text 21. Radhika said, "O Uddhav, it is indeed regrettable that Krishna resides in Mathura. Does he remember his father's household affairs and his friends, the cowherd boys? O great soul, does Krishna ever talk about us, his maidservants? When will Krishna lay on our heads his aguru-scented hand?" Vishwanath. Radha thought, "Oh, in my madness, I have been talking, but I did not ask the questions I should have." Feeling remorse, Radha reverentially spoke this verse 21. Saying, "Is the noble son of Nanda Maharaj now in Mathura? Just as Krishna left Braj, will he also leave Mathura?" Radha did not ask if Krishna was happy there, but simply asked if he was staying there. At this time, Srimati Radhika thought, "Since Krishna was once satisfied in Braj, but left for Mathura's city, won't he also develop a desire to leave Mathura and go elsewhere? After all, Mathura is so close to Vrindavan that it's possible Krishna may even come back here. Krishna is the son of a respectable gentleman, Nanda Maharaj. So Krishna must be staying in Mathura because of a sense of obligation to his father who authorized his going there. On the other hand, while Nanda's whole life is dedicated exclusively to Krishna, Nanda is so innocent that that he allowed himself to be tricked by the Yadus who brought Krishna to Mathura. Krishna must be thinking, alas, alas, since even my father could not bring me back to Braj, what can I do to return there? Thus, Krishna must be impatient to come back here, so he has sent you a messenger. It is only because Nanda is so innocent that he allowed his son to leave. If Nanda had allowed Krishna's mother, Yashoda, the queen of Braj, to do so, she would have climbed onto Akura's chariot and, holding her son by the neck, gone off to Mathura with Krishna, followed by all the gopis. But this was not possible. Ever since Krishna left, Nanda has been stunned by separation from him, and Nanda's treasury rooms, storehouses, kitchens, sleeping quarters, and opulent houses are now vacant, unswept and uncleansed. They are littered with grass, dust, leaves, and cobwebs. Does Krishna ever remember his father's houses? And does he sometimes remember Subal and his other friends, who are now lying stunned in other neglected houses? The women in Mathura who now associate with Krishna cannot know how to serve him in the way that pleases him most. When they see that he is not satisfied and ask how they can make Krishna happy, does Krishna tell them about us gopis? Krishna must tell them. You city ladies cannot please me as much as the gopis of Braj. They are most expert in stringing flower garlands, perfuming their bodies with ointments, playing various rhythms and melodies on stringed instruments, dancing and singing in the ras performance, displaying their beauty, charm, and cleverness, and skillfully playing at questions and answers. And then the Brajagopis are especially expert in the pastimes of meeting one's lover and in all the stages of prem, sneha, man, pranaya, etc. Surely Krishna must know this. Therefore, he'll probably tell the women of Mathura, "My dear women of the Yadu clan, please go back to your families. I no longer desire to associate with you. In fact, tomorrow morning I am returning to Braj." When will Krishna speak like this and come back here to place his hand, fragrant with aguru, on our heads? Then Krishna will console us by saying, "O beloveds of my heart, I swear to you that I will never abandon you again and go elsewhere. Indeed, I have not been able to find anyone in all the three worlds with even a trace of your good qualities." Vishwanath. The first line of verse 21 shows simplicity. The second line shows gravity. And the third and fourth lines show humility, unsteadiness, and eagerness. This verse is an example of sujalpa. When, out of honest sincerity, a lover inquires about Sri Hari with gravity, humility, unsteadiness, and intense eagerness, such speech is known as sujalpa. There are 10 divisions of divine madness, divyonmad mahabhav, which are expressed by the 10 types of chitrajalpa, or variegated speech. These 10 types of madness appear in Radha and are a manifestation of Mohan Mahabhav, the most excellent part of Mahabhav experience and separation. Mohan Mahabhav, the transcendental ecstasy of bewilderment, arises primarily in Radha and reaches an indescribable state resembling delusion. It is then called Divyonmad Mahabhav. It has many aspects such as Udgurna and Chitrajalpa. This ecstatic talk, induced by seeing a friend of one's beloved and filled with covered anger, culminates in extreme eagerness. There are 10 types of Chitrajalpa: Prajalpa, Parijalpa, Vijalpa, Ujalpa, Sanjalpa, Avajalpa, Abhijalpa, Ajalpa, Pratijalpa, and Sujalpa. Some authorities say that Krishna assumed the form of the messenger bee in order to drink the sweetness of Radha's Chitrajalpa. Thus ends part 2 of chapter 47, Brahma Gita.